Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Puck out of the zone. Sergachev with it for Tampa Bay. Too far for McDonough. No icing. Down to five. Puck comes out to McDonough. Has the game on his stick. What a block in front by Pollock! The Islanders win game four! Wow!
I want to say NBC Sports Network with the call right there, although I was tempted to say that was on USA because it's hard to make sense of some of the time here.
And I know what you're doing.
No. Good gravy.
No, I know what you're doing.
Good gravy. What a play. That was even better. Than Rob Scuderi, you could argue, in the 09 finals, the piece by Ryan Pulock. This has nothing to do, Pony, has nothing to do with the fact that two more wins from the New York Islanders would end your chances of winning a certain goal pool and keep my flickering hopes alive. Nothing to do with that. Absolutely not.
Don't you think it's a little bit ironic that the one day you're in charge of the show happens to be the one day Mother Nature keeps trying to knock you off the air?
I'm going to tell you honestly, I said that to Craig during the break, so you probably just parroted me, but that's okay.
I didn't.
I'm a
Craig,
take plagiarist.
Did I have any way of knowing that you said that?
He did not.
Zilch.
This is not the first time this has happened either. There have been solo shows where I've been on when you've been on vacation, which is a pretty standard thing for this show, that we go on vacation, the other guy just does the show by himself. I kid you not. Craig could probably back this up. When he's been on, it feels like there are more bad weather days where I get knocked off the air to the point where it became a running joke for a while that it would happen. Yeah. So, yes.
And then your cash keyword for this hour was mute.
Something people probably wish I could do, or they could do to me. Yes. Yeah. All the signs are coming up right now, anti-Malzy here.
But you're just powering right through them.
Oh.
You're talking about you're killing Ben, you're putting on Browns guests, and now you're rubbing it in that you believed in the Islanders when no one else did.
Well, I didn't really because I picked them to first lose in five, win in seven, lose in six. I can't even remember what the final prediction ended up being. I did
After
not believe
game
in
one,
them.
You flipped from Penguins in five to Islanders in five.
Correct. And then I think I flipped back to Penguins in six or seven. And then I think I eventually flipped back. Or no, I think that might have been the last flip-flop. But ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you on a Malzy Monday that I am trying on positivity. I'm trying to go positively Malzy for one day and actually look at the silver lining around every dark cloud. Very appropriate given today's actual bad weather here. But I am trying, and that clip, I swear to you, Pony, is not meant to troll you. It is meant to get into a discussion, a thought that I had while I was considering how hard-fought that series is. And by the way, you are listening to the PM team. It is a Malzy Monday. Pony is on the road. I was handed the reins for the show. Some would argue it's already been an unmitigated disaster, but we're just going to keep rolling right on through this. Pony's got Buddha statues in, like, this hot box room he's in at his mother's house.
Correct.
He's semi-naked and possibly surrounded by, I don't know, is there, like, pot smoke going on right now? Is there a
No, my mom's on a walk right now.
Still, so she's been on a walk for, like, an hour.
I know.
She's okay.
She's trying to, at 62, I guess, or 61, maybe? I don't know. I probably shouldn't say her age.
You should have
anyway,
just guessed like five. You should have guessed like 5 years low here. Is what you
should have
done.
Hey, Craig, did you notice that with Mueller, the positivity started at 3 o'clock and not 2 o'clock with the Roethlisberger topic?
Yeah, what a surprise that is.
The positivity, he just delayed it by an hour. When Roethlisberger was the topic of discussion, there was no positivity.
Well, you know, moderation is a good thing, though. You don't want to go too positive or too negative. So I've really tried to balance the scales here with each lead hour topic. for you. You can, by the way, follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. No, in all seriousness, this is a thought I had when I was considering how competitive that series has been and how it feels like. It does not feel like a fluke that the Islanders are tied, Pony, in that series. I'm having like a little bit of a bout of, was I too hard on the Penguins in terms of what changes they needed to make heading into next year? I'm falling into this trap, I'm telling you. So you guess what? You get to play the fun role today and try to talk me out of it.
But wait a second.
Hold on.
You're okay.
I am starting to wonder if maybe we have all over. We knew the goalie sucked for the Penguins and he cost them the series. You see the Islanders go deeper. Like in 2019, they got swept the next round, and it made me feel worse about the way they handled the Penguins, right? They go in.
By the Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Hurricanes just absolutely take them and you know beat them out back behind the woodshed. This time around, not only did they get by the team I think most of us, you and I included, had beating the Penguins in the second round, the Bruins, they're giving the defending champs very much all they can handle, and it wouldn't surprise, I think, anybody at this point if they were able to grind out a win in that series and go play for the Stanley Cup.
But I don't think you haven't changed your opinion on them. You haven't flip-flopped like you did when you made predictions for that series, because the only substantial move that you really called for after they lost was for them to do something in net with Jarry and DeSmith. That just status quo there was not going to be good enough, because it was a series where you could really just blame it on one guy. And I think you've been...
I subscribed a little bit to the get a little heavier, but I didn't want them to go over
the top.
Well,
they should.
I didn't want them to go over the top at all.
Well, I know, and,
like
and
some
so
people
I don't
want.
See... Well, okay, but you're saying that you're now looking at it like they lost to a worthy opponent or...
It makes their loss, and it makes the needle on them is point. If it wasn't pointing super negative for me beforehand because I thought the goalie cost them, it's actually more towards the positive because it looks like they might have lost to the best team in these playoffs, possibly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going there yet with the Islanders. I think they're built to win in today's playoffs because the way the game is played this time of year and the way it's legislated is conducive for them. I think that they know that too. I think I think Trotz is smart enough where he's probably of the opinion, you know what, let's just get in and take our chances. We don't need to sell out over 56 games. Like, I misread the way the Islanders played down the stretch and thought that was somehow going to be emblematic of the way they played in the playoffs because of the Lee injury. They didn't have their net front presence. Their captain was out. Their record without him was so-so, and I put too much stock in it. But their structure and the fact that they have really an entire team that buys into it is why they're competitive. There's no questions about their identity. And their identity, I don't want to sound like Clint Hurdle, but their identity plays this time of year. I don't know that about the Penguins. The Penguins need...
But didn't
to
their,
address their
hold
goaltending
on, didn't their,
situation.
Didn't their identity – I know that the goaltending performance is part of any team's identity. It has to be. If Varlamov, after Sorokin got them through the first round, if Varlamov hadn't been really good in large measure since then, they wouldn't be here. So I understand that. But their identity wasn't really good enough to carry play against the Penguins. In fact, it was far from it. The Penguins carried play for, what, about 75% of the minutes played in that series at least? I mean, I guess that's what I'm really saying is it's driving home more than I thought at the time, the way they've gone on this run against really good opponents, especially the Lightning. And I'm not saying they're going to beat them. They might lose two straight here very easily.
Yeah.
But it has convinced me that the Penguins' identity, save for, the very big kind of matzo ball there, the goalie, the Penguins' identity is good enough because they were handing it to the Islanders for pretty significant stretches of time there.
Yeah.
And few other teams have really been able to do that to them.
I think that's a perfectly
That's positively Mulzy. It's positively Mulzy.
No, it's not. Because you know as well as I do that, okay, so let's say they beat the Islanders, they win that series.
Yeah.
Then they've got another heavy opponent the next round in Boston. Not super big, but they're physical and they're defense first.
Yep.
Then after that, Tampa, who I think is the second heaviest team in the entire NHL behind Vegas. So you might be skilled enough and you might control play against the Islanders, but I just have a hard time believing that they would be able to continue to play that way over the entire crucible of the NHL playoffs or Stanley Cup playoffs.
Why have the Islanders been able to?
What's that?
Why would you say then the Islanders have been able to? Like, what makes them – is it just you think they're better built for the playoffs to do
yes.
this for multiple series?
Yeah, I think when no penalties get called and you're kind of a sit back and wait and don't push the issue, you score, then you really get into a defensive posture. I think that that works. I will point out that the Boston series, one of the big reasons why the Islanders won that is because Rask played with an injury. And so I'm not convinced that Boston – the Islanders got two breaks as far as I'm concerned with goalies that they've played. That Jari was a hot mess and the Penguins had no plan B and that Rask needed surgery like as soon as the playoffs were over. And we'll see with Tampa. I mean, if they win this series – then they will have earned it, and they won't, you know, there's no
you won't put caveats
caveat.
On it.
Yeah, you don't, because you go through the defending champs, and they're pretty much at full strength, and they're circumventing the salary cap, and they have a team that they really shouldn't have, and you beat them, then you've earned it. But, like, I guess if your main takeaway from the Islanders' surprise run is that now you're less inclined to trade Gensel or Rust are one of those guys to get bigger, I would disagree with that. I still, if the opportunity presents itself, if there's a deal that's like the Neil for Hornquist trade, mm-hmm. where you might trade the guy with the better numbers on paper, but the player you're acquiring is unlike anyone else on your roster and gives you a more complete balanced team, I still want the Penguins to do that.
Okay, so no disagreement there, and I think that is consistent with what I said right off the bat when they lost the series. I think the real manifestation of what I'm getting at here, that I feel a little bit better about the Penguins, so much of the concern about whether they can still keep doing this or keep contending seriously, I think, isn't just tied up in are they big enough, are they heavy enough, are they, you know, smartly physical enough. It's are the stars going to be able to hold up in their mid-30s to actually get them to these points and then
yep.
carry them through them? They had a
yep.
banged up to hell of Evgeny Malkin. We know that now. It
yeah.
made me feel better about the fact that playing essentially with 1.25 of their two best players, they still should have won the series. It's really a referendum for me, Pony, on what the core maybe is still capable of. And by the way, you've made eloquent points here. Craig, I've got this guy moaning and groaning from hundreds of miles away about how I'm not being positive enough or I'm ripping Ben to start. So I come out of the chute 3:00 with a big old grin on my face, sunshine and rainbows, and all he's doing is cutting me off at the knees.
Because it was phony. Everyone knows. Yeah, it was a phony attempt.
Phony.
Negative.
You're not unbelievable.
It was not true Mueller.
Not? What is
it was
true
not,
Mueller?
It was
What's
not,
the
Craig,
essence
was,
of Mueller?
It was not authentic Mueller.
Craig, come on. You're in here with me. You can see the look in my eyes, the sparkle, the twinkle.
Authentic Mueller doesn't go into like an archaeological dig to find positives with a chisel and a hammer.
I had
like
my little brush
right
out.
Now.
I had that little brush, and I was brushing dirt off the Penguins, and I was finding gems.
You're trying too hard in the number one role here to be something that you're not. You're not staying in your lane.
Oh.
You're not being true to yourself.
I mean, what is this, Buddha rubbing
you
off
know,
on you?
You know that... Say what you will about how they played better than the Islanders
yes.
and probably deserved a better result. And now you're like, well, New York's the genuine article. They're still playing. They might get the Stanley Cup final. Mm-hmm. The thing about your overall – where your argument that it actually makes them – it looks like they've got – they go into
they
this
look better in the rearview
better
mirror,
shape.
Yes.
But here's the reason why that's incorrect is – The organization has backed Jari since they got eliminated. So
that
based
could be
on,
all talk, though, because when I mean
okay,
we admitted
but
that
so
might be
far,
all talk.
So far, based on what they've said, it looks like they're okay with bringing Jari back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, that was a really good showing against New York because Malkin was less than 100%, and they still almost beat him. Well, now you really don't know what Malkin you're going to get next year, because he's coming off knee surgery. He's going into a contract year. Does he rush it and he tries to get back
on the
ice?
I would do what the Islanders did. I would do exactly what you described the Islanders doing, and I would slow play it through the regular season and not worry too much about the results so long as my team got in an effort
well,
to have him,
the Penguins
as,
want to do.
Have him as healthy as humanly possible when the playoff games start.
But if he had 3 years left on his contract, and he had nothing to gain financially, you know, monetarily right now, Malkin, that is, then I think you could sell him on, like, the same thing with Kucherov in Tampa. Who cares? Take your time. We'll get you back when it counts. We need you at 100%. I don't think Malkin can afford to do it that way.
Do you think he's solely money motivated at this point, though? Here's why I ask that, because
I think he's career motivated.
He can go, I mean, in terms of what? Like getting another cup?
In terms of solidifying his future. You know, like,
I mean, he can make a ton of money in the KHL long after he's like a truly elite NHL player.
Yeah, but Chris, he's not ready to do. He's not like
no,
that's
but
still...
I'm saying he could essentially slow play next year. Know that it's not going to help him contract wise, but who cares? He's not going to have to make a ton of money in the NHL.
I don't know, man.
If he can go get that KHL money.
I don't know. I think even when you're late in your career, you dangle that, maybe not even dangle it like it's a carrot, but anybody whose contract is coming up in any line of work, I think that year, whether they've made a ton of money or they haven't, you're in prove it or I'm going to show you mode. And whether that's showing the Penguins that they should, you know, he should get paid $7-8 million a year, whether that's even entertaining the idea of playing somewhere else because he'll be able to have to make his own decision. He'll be open for business, so to speak. I don't know. I think it's hard to sell somebody. He's coming off a bad year, Chris. He's coming off a year where he was really
off an injury-riddled year, I would argue.
Right.
Because I think he was their best player before he had the next injury right before the playoffs.
But don't you think that he's not the type of player that we expect to age like Sid? That I don't think he's going to have this golden years.
I think so. Okay, we got to – here, I'll say this to end this. I think he has to have somebody get in his ear and explain to him that he can age closer to the way Sid is aging, even though he won't ever be like really on that level, if he takes it a little more judiciously next year and doesn't try to put the pedal right into the floor the second he can. PM team, we're presented by the Chapin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's a Malzy Monday. Andrew Filippone is at his mother's house. He is sweating to death, basically, there. He's losing body weight
rapidly.
My butt
is pressed up against an oscillating fan right now.
Have you put pictures out of this yet, by the way?
No, but I will.
Okay. He says he's like stripping down to his underwear. It's humid. There's no central air. And things are about to go from bad to worse for Andrew Filippone. Mystery guest number two is coming up next. And he might have a bone to pick with our hero in New York. That's coming up next. PM team on the fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.